Dozens of people are funneling into the community room at the library. Some sit down in chairs and others stand in the back. At the front, on the wall, is a large screen. NASA is sharing live coverage of the eclipse from balloons their teams are raising into the atmosphere all over the country.
So today, pretty much the moon is going to come across the Earth and the sun. So North America.
The internet stream is working well, most of the time.
But what we want to do right now is show you a...
During one of these short breaks in coverage, Sunny Rice gives an update to the crowd. She's helping coordinate the local viewing event.
So we'll be at 65%, I think, coverage. 60%?
That we're expecting here in just a few minutes, too. 9:19, but unfortunately, it does look kind of dark out there. But it has all warnings, so.
The wet, stormy weather outside doesn't dampen the mood inside. Rice is in the back of the room standing next to a display table. There's NASA stickers, eclipse sunglasses, and info sheets. There's also an 8-inch metal ball and little objects lined up next to it.
This is a scale model to demonstrate the relative sizes of our planets relative to the sun. This is a 8-inch diameter ball that's representing the sun. Then we've got Mercury and Venus and the Earth, and Mercury is represented by a pinhead relative to that ball, and then Earth and Venus are represented by peppercorns. We get out to Jupiter, gets a cotton ball. So you can also do this with distances.
When the eclipse is full, the chatter in the room dies down as everyone focuses on the screen in front of them. A large, dark circle, the moon, is ringed by bright white, the sun.
That's cool.
The video also shows a view of the eclipse from space, showing the moon as a tiny dot in front of the sun. After the main event, people stand around talking about the eclipse. I spoke with some of them, starting with Petersburg resident Christine Sargent.
It's great that the library did the streaming so we could see the photos and the streaming from Oregon.
Have you ever seen an eclipse before this?
I remember one when I was in grade school that came through. And I think it was just a partial eclipse, but I remember it being a big deal then, and we all sort of made the little glasses and went out in the parking lot in school and watched it. So that's the only other one I remember.
What's your name?
James Baker.
Have you seen an eclipse before?
Seen one in 1959. When I was 6 years old, and it's nothing like this. This is awesome. And really nice library to do this, so thanks to the library. And I hope people in the world get to see this all day. Maybe it'll give them something good to think about.
While some people have distant memories of previous eclipses, for others, it's their first time.
It was pretty cool.
This is 10-year-old Sean Toth.
The live stream, it's like the first time we ever saw the eclipse, and... we noticed that it was getting darker at the sky when, you know, the eclipse was happening on the live streams.
So you could actually see it get darker through the windows?
Yeah. And now I could see it's getting lighter, you know, from before, and now it's lighter.
After most of the crowd has dispersed, librarian Chris Weiss starts putting away the chairs.
Oh, it was great. I think we had over 80 people here, and that was so fantastic that everybody wanted to come together to see this.
Quite literally, millions of people are on the website, so I was wondering how technically it would go with the internet.
Well, luckily, just recently we got an upgrade to our internet access, and we were just talking about that. I'm not sure how this would have gone had we had our old access. So we were really happy to be able to provide this service, even with the few hiccups we had. But when you consider everybody around the world is probably logging into this site to watch the eclipse, it went very well.
The local eclipse viewing event was sponsored by the Petersburg Marine Advisory Program, Marine Mammal Center, and the Public Library. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.